Science experiments and laser tag are two ways the O family grows closer together. On a typical day, you can find the two brothers playing chess on a unique 3D board they invented, and a mother-daughter duo playing music in the living room. On this episode of Happy Families, we join the O's to see the unique activities they do together as a family.
My name's David. This is the O family. This is my son, Devin. He's 10 years old. This is my wife, Bryn. This is my son, Braden. He's 15. That's my daughter, Ashlyn. She's 13.
We've got a fun family, but my brothers aren't perfect because no one is, so we do have arguments every once in a while. But what's really important is that we can have fun together and play six-dimensional chess.
All right, so we are science nerds at our house. We watch a bit too much Star Trek for our own good. And so when they got a 3D printer at school, I really wanted to play with it. And it's been about a year since it happened, and it broke. And so I went in and fixed it for them, and in exchange I got to go build stuff on it. And so we built in pieces this Star Trek board that we can play chess on. It simulates a normal chess board, except you can, instead of just moving forward and backward and left and right, you can jump down planes. So you end up with pieces that can essentially move through each other.
I actually like playing chess, except my brother Braden is really hard to beat. And actually this lets me beat him every once in a while.
The most annoying thing of my brothers is probably when I find out that they've been fiddling in my bedroom or playing with my harp, because the number of times I've told them not to do that, they still never learn.
Our family's playing laser tag together. We have a set of laser tag when we come up to the school. And we are chasing each other right now.
Good luck.
We're playing laser tag right now, which is a lot of fun. Pretty much we just hide behind corners and try to ambush each other. Three, two, one.
I hide a lot, I think is my strategy. I think the kids are younger and they can run a lot. This is one of those games I think that the kids really loved and we kind of got drug into it. If you can't beat them, then join them, huh? Oh, there she goes! Wait, I'm out of ammo! Oh, they're coming, though. They're coming! Let's go!
Cover me, Braden! Stupid idea!
I'm out of ammo!
Shield!
You know, it makes them happy. This is a game that they really enjoy. I think we have lots of laughs while we're playing. And lots of memories to share afterwards. Plus, it's just really good to get the kids out running around and tire them out.
Okay, so what we've got is we're gonna make a really, really cold solution so that we can then dip things in it and get them to instantly freeze. The problem is you can't use water because water will freeze if you get it below 32 degrees. And we're trying to get things cold with dry ice. And so we're gonna take this 91% alcohol, pour it into these containers and then add dry ice because the 91 proof alcohol doesn't freeze when you get it really, really cold. We're gonna wait a few minutes for it to get cold and then we're gonna take things like flowers and peeps and dip them in there and hit them with hammers and see what shatters.
This is something that we've done before as a family. We do it just because it's fun, it's cool, it's really fun to shatter and smash things. It's fun to experiment together and see what happens. We have marshmallows that we've stuck in there and we'll just go around the house and find different things, yeah, different objects, yeah, that we can stick in there and just see what happens. It's a lot of fun to do together. I got it. You ready? One, two, three, go. Ah, that was very satisfying.
Solid.
Oh, I want you to be careful with your fingers. Okay, I can see it's still liquid.
So the reason we do this is, well, mostly for fun, because we're learning, for science. Yeah, what we're doing is we're learning about how things freeze, what things will, like, how they will interact with each other when they get really, really cold. Also, so we can smash things. Yeah. That's what half of it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a nice crunch. Look at all those. Look at all those bits.
Flowers are really fun because they're loose. They squish easily, so what happens when they freeze, they turn into, like, you can just drop them on the ground and they'll shatter.
Dad, you ready with the hammer?
So you gotta go super fast, guys. Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
I think
the feet was really good.
That one was fun.
I was gonna say, parenting is kind of like working with dry ice. There's a little bit of fear and apprehension. It's a little bit messy. Sometimes you want to take it outside. It's interesting when you take different parts of the world and introduce it to the dry ice and see what happens.
Well, I like doing this with my family for two reasons. One, it's great to have all the other people around because you get to see all of the innovation, all of the, hey, let's go around and let's put them in different size containers and let's freeze different things like a glass of water. It's a good excuse to spend time together, and because these guys are engineers, and so it's great learning experience to be able to sit down and understand like how all of this works, because I think it's really, really fun.
So parenting is kind of like one big experiment. You just got to try things and see how they work out and hope they work out for the best.
Log on to MormonChannel.org to watch a Happy Families video about the O Family, a Mormon Channel original series brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.